creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Oh, we are playing some good music this morning. That is Hubert Parry's Jerusalem. It's a piece of music that's synonymous with WI, the Women's Institute, of course, and especially with Naples WI in the film and the musical and the play of Calendar Girls. Now, Calendar Girls, as I've said before that, is being performed at Mansfield Palace Theatre this week, the 17th to the 20th of April, and it's being performed by Mask Productions. And on the phone, we've got the director of Calendar Girls, Andrew Walden, and also Elizabeth Walden, who's playing the part of Annie in the production. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
What's the weather like out there at the moment? Because I've been told it's sort of wet but sunshiny for today.
No,
what's
it's
the
weather? Really lovely.
Oh, good. That's lovely stuff. It'll probably wait till I finish and then it'll probably chuck it down. So, but never mind. As long as it's nice and bright and sunny this morning, which is great for sunflowers. There you go, another little link there. Now then, I'm just so cheesy. Now then, from what I understand, with Mask Productions, you've had no shortage of auditionees for this play, Andrew.
No, it was quite easy to cast. There was plenty interested in doing it. They obviously like taking the clothes off in front of an audience. So yeah, we did it last. We last did it 10 years ago, and I didn't have a problem then either.
So, I don't know. I think the people in Mansfield must like getting nude as opposed to naked. Yes. So either that, or it's because you're directing and you know exactly what you're doing with this play anyway.
So might not agree.
You just know it. Calendar Girls was a big hit in the cinema when it was released. The stage play is in demand for local theatre companies, and it's also been made into a stage musical with help from Gary Barlow. So why do you think this show is as popular as it is? Because it's been going a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I just think it's the subject matter, because, as you know, it raised awareness about blood cancers, of which Annie's husband dies of. In the film and the play, and of course it's based on real life events, and I think it resonates with everyone. There's no one that you know that hasn't been touched by cancer to some degree, either they know somebody personally, close or friends, and I think that just resonates with people, and it does hit the spot. I mean, it's very funny, but it's very poignant and very sad at times.
Now, Elizabeth, you play Annie in Calendar Girls. This isn't your first time performing in Calendar Girls, because, as Andrew said before, you did it 10 years ago, and you were in it then, weren't you?
I was, yes. Yeah, I played the role of Celia last time, which, you know, is a great part. They're all great parts, but this time, yeah, I'm a little bit older now, so I have to do the role of Annie more this time. So, but yeah, we're a great bunch of people in it. We've got a great camaraderie, and we are such a friendly group, and I think that will reflect in the, in the acting and how we bring it to the stage.
Now, normally with local theatre, it's always the case that there's a lot of women who take part in local theatre. Men seem to be a little bit sort of, I don't know, they're in the minority, really, aren't they? So this is an absolute brilliant play, because it's a female-based play, isn't it? So what about the men in this? Tell us a little bit about the... Is it three or four men that are... that I've got roles in it?
There are three men. So you've got John, who's the husband who dies of cancer. So he's played by Simon Brickell. Then you've got Rod, his friend, who's married to the character Chris. And then you've got Liam. He's a director of this advert that's towards the end. And then the main guy is Lawrence, the photographer. So there's four, in fact. So Lawrence, who's comes up with the idea of doing this calendar, sort of just ladies doing normal WI activities, only they're nude.
Well, and why not? I mean, it's worked in the past. It's a true story, as you say, and it's a great story as well. Elizabeth, Annie is... I suppose the main character, all the women are main characters, but Annie is the one sort of more to the forefront in this. What's it like playing a character like Annie? Because she is a very special person. She's lost someone she loves. What's it like playing someone like that on stage?
It looked very emotional, actually. More emotional than I probably thought it would be. As you know, there is lots of comedy and it is funny, but there's this undercurrent, obviously, of sadness, of loss. It is emotional, but it's a really lovely part to play. I've really enjoyed rehearsals. And as I say, we all get on really well. We're all a good team, and I think that really makes it extra special as well.
You had a bit of a meltdown at the end of last rehearsal when we'd finished it and ran the whole thing. And at the end, it's really quite emotional. And this music, I put some music into it.
Yeah.
And you were crying buckets.
Yeah. Yeah. Needless to say, the actual tears on stage are real, actually.
I think with something like that, it's something you can't fake because, after you've sort of done everything you need to do on stage, I suppose then once you stop, it hits you and the whole story hits you and everything. And, I can understand the emotion in that. So it's a good job that all the ladies and the blokes as well get on so well together because there is that one scene, the nude scene. Has the choreography of the nude scene been at all challenging? Because you've got to get it just right because, I mean, the theatre, it's a big place, and depending on where you sit, there's a possibility that maybe you might see more than what you're expecting. So what's the choreography of the nude scene been like?
It's fairly fast-paced, I would say, is the first thing about it. It has to flow. It has to, one bit has to go into the other. So getting that sort of together, and obviously taking off the dressing gowns at the absolute appropriate moment. There will be checks in the auditorium from all different angles.
Yeah, I have the unfortunate job of doing that.
Terrible life.
In the balcony, left and right, in the stores, left. It's a horrible job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, I was just thinking that, Andrew, it's one of those dirty jobs, but as the director, you've got to do it, haven't you? It's part of the job description.
The thing I think, and we need to sort of, it's sort of based obviously on, we're not trying to show off beautiful bodies. That is not the point of it. It is something we're doing because of a man we've loved and lost. And the money we're trying to raise for the cancer charity. It's fun and it's but as I say, we are doing it for a real reason. And today, obviously, a lot of our proceeds from this show will be going to the Blood Cancer Charity. We've got a Just Giving page on our website as well to try and raise more awareness and raise a bit of money for them. All in all, it's not just a performance. It's not just putting on a show. There is this real reason behind it and which is a lovely thing to do.
Absolutely. And I knew about this fundraising thing because you've already started fundraising for it as well. And I can't think of a better play to actually feature, to actually bring the money in for that particular charity. Tell us a little bit about the charity.
It's Blood Cancer UK. It used to be called Lymphoma Cancer. It was specifically for that, but I think now they've changed. They've encompassing all blood cancers. So it's now called Blood Cancer UK. You can go on their website and find out all about them. May I put a bit about them in our programme as well? And they don't get any government funding at all. So everything they get is purely donations, and they run purely as a charitable donation sort of outfit. So, anything that anyone can give is really good. And they've changed. In fact, there was an interview. I don't know whether some people may have seen it. The original Calendar Girls were on this morning. I think they were on Thursday or Friday last week. So the original, the real Annie, her real name actually is Angela. It's Angela, not Annie. But they were all on, and it was saying that they still do a lot of work now. And it's the 25th anniversary this year since they actually did the calendar.
Wow.
And in that time, they've raised over £6 million with that calendar. And they originally wanted to raise £580 to buy... Well, in the script, it says to buy a new settee for the hospital.
Yeah.
John
yeah.
Went to. His real name was John Barker, Baker. And they wanted to buy a settee. Whether that bit's true, I really don't know. But they certainly just wanted to raise a certain amount, and then obviously it just went global around the world, and just this massive thing that it became. And they still do events now, and they were all on together. And you can watch it if you go on YouTube; it is on there.
Oh, the
brilliant. Interview they did on this morning. It's really quite interesting, yeah.
Mm. Now, their target might have been 580. You set a target of 500. I've got a feeling you're going to smash that target anyway. Is it going to be a case of people sort of with buckets in the theatre for people to donate that way? How's it working?
Yes, there will be, yes. We'll have front of house. So any money we get from the programmes, once we've covered the cost of printing them, yeah. We will send... to them, and any donations that people give coming in and leaving. Well, we'll try and fleece people as they come in.
We did raise a lot last time,
so we hope to do the same this time.
It's a great charity to go to, and it's a brilliant play, a great story, and as you say, it's very funny as well. There's a lot of comedy in there. Now, that I believe that there's a new booking link for Mansfield Palace Theatre for people who want to book the tickets for this. Am I right?
They did. They changed the whole website over the summer, earlier this year, actually. Which did cause a few problems, but anyway, they've sorted it all out. But yes, you can go direct to the Palace Theatre, book from there, just book online from there. There are limited availability for certain performances, particularly the Saturday matinee, and that's filling up pretty well. I think there's only balcony seats left, more or less, for that. So yeah, get your tickets while you can, because I think it's going to be really well attended.
I think so too. And as I said, it's a brilliant story, and just everything about it, that, you know, the sort of raising the funds and the whole story and the comedy and the pathos and everything is just going to be brilliant. So how are tickets going for sort of the earlier time? Because, you know, Saturday's sort of, it's nearly there. So people need to get the tickets for the earlier part of the run, don't they?
They do, although they're all selling pretty well as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, the opening night particularly is pretty busy. So they're all busy.
Good.
Which is nice to do, because, we've done various shows over the last few years and they've been less well attended. So it's nice to have a theatre that's going to be pretty full and busy. So, yeah, the more people that come and support amateur groups, the better, and we can carry on doing this for many years.
Absolutely. And I know it costs a lot just to put a production on, and when you're raising funds for other people as well, let's hope that everybody who attends puts at least a pound in one of those buckets, because then I know that you're going to smash that 500 target straight away. Bring some money along and drop it in the bucket. So, it's Mansfield Palace Theatre. It's Calendar Girls. It's been produced by Mask Productions. Go along and support them. And it's just such a great night of entertainment as well. Brilliant story. A lot of humour in there. And it's going to be emotional. It is. So thank you so much for joining me this morning, telling us a little bit about it. Is it sort of, because it's this week, so are there rehearsals today for the cast?
No, not today. We get into the theatre tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll kit it all out. The set arrives, and then we'll do a technical tomorrow night, a dress rehearsal Tuesday, or an undress rehearsal, and then open on Wednesday through till Saturday.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for taking your time. Have a brilliant rest of the weekend, and I'll see you down there Wednesday night. I'm there first night. Wednesday night. I am looking forward to this so much, because it's such a lovely story, and all the characters, that they're all so different. They've all got their own personalities, and it's going to be a great night out, whichever night that you want. want to go. 17th to the 20th of April, Mansfield Palace Theatre. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'll let you get on with the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kev.
Bye. Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.